ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Cat here. Beginner Series Season 6 Lesson 3. Finish your Japanese beans.
Hi, my name is Naomi, and I'm joined here by Cat.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to JapanesePod101.com. In this lesson, you'll learn how to say, I finished doing something.
Such as, 食べてしまった。
I finished eating.
してしまった。
I finished doing. So, Naomi-sensei, this conversation takes place at?
うち。
Home. And who is this conversation between?
女子と大地と大地のお母さん。
Josh, his host brother Daichi, and Daichi's mother. Josh uses informal Japanese to Daichi and formal Japanese to his host mother.
じゃ、聞いてみましょう。
So, let's listen to the conversation.
お庭外、服は内。お庭外、服は内。ジョシュは25歳だから、25個豆を食べるんだよ。
え ?25 個も食べるの?数えるの?
うん。
あら、もう豆まき終わってしまったの?
はい、豆も食べてしまいました。
じゃあ、これも食べてしまってね。
何ですか、これ?
イワシ。
あ、まずいよそれ。食べない方がいいよ。
大地、早く宿題をしてしまいなさい。
はーい。
もう一度会話を聞いてください。今度はゆっくり話します。
お庭外、服は内。お庭外、服は内。助手は、25歳だから25個豆を食べるんだよ。
25個も食べるの?数えるの?
うん。
あら、もう豆まき終わってしまったの?
はい、豆も食べてしまいました。
じゃあ、これも食べてしまってね。
何ですか、これ。
イワシ。
あ、まずいよ、それ。食べない方がいいよ。
大地、早く宿題をしてしまいなさい。
はーい。
今度は英語の訳と一緒に聞いてみましょう。
お庭外、福は内。
Demons out, good fortune in.
お庭外、福は内。
Demons out, good fortune in.
ジョシュは25歳だから25個豆を食べるんだよ。
Josh, you're 25, so you have to eat 25 beans.
え?25個も食べるの?数えるの?
Huh? I have to eat 25? Are you going to count?
うん。
Yep.
あら、もう豆まき終わってしまったの?
Oh dear, have you already finished the bean throwing?
はい、豆も食べてしまいました。
Yes, we finished eating the beans too.
じゃあ、これも食べてしまってね。
All right, eat these up too.
何ですか?これ。
What are these?
イワシ。
Sardines.
あ、まずいよそれ。食べない方がいいよ。
Oh, those are disgusting. Better not eat them.
第一、早く宿題をしてしまいなさい。
第一、hurry up and finish your homework.
はーい。
Okay.
これは、 節分の日の話ですね。
So this conversation takes place on the day of 節分。
うん。節分は2月3日です。
節分 is on February the 3rd. And 節分 literally means seasonal divisions.
そうですね。あの、節分は冬の最後の日なんです。
Ah, so February the 3rd is considered to be the official last day of winter.
はい。
So what do you do on 節分 in Japan?
豆をまきます。
So you throw beans.
はい。
What kind of beans? Does it have to be a special kind?
Yeah, roasted soybeans. And when we throw beans, we shout, Oniwa soto, fukuwa uchi.
Oniwa soto means demons outside, or out, while fukuwa uchi means good fortune in or inside. People say this phrase to drive away evil spirits that bring misfortune and bad health, and to welcome in good fortune. It's traditional.
Right. But when we say this phrase,We often prolong the particle wa and say, Oni wa soto, fuku wa uchi.
Oni wa soto, fuku wa uchi.
そうです、そうです。After we throw beans, we then eat the same number of beans as our age.
So you have to count them. 数えなければならないですか？
子供は数えます。でも大人は適当だと思います。
So children count the beans, but adults can just eat as many as they like.
そうそうそう。
Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. And the first word is?
こ。
Counter for small objects.
こ。
And next?
数える。
To count.
数える。数える。
And next?
もう。
Already.
もう、もう。
Next,
終わる。
To finish, to end.
終わる、終わる。
And next,
まずい。
Tastes bad, distasteful.
まずい、まずい。
Alright, so now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. And the first one we'll look at is?
も。
As many as, even.When the particle も comes after an amount, it emphasizes the preceding amount. For example,
私は2時間勉強した。
I studied for 2 hours. If the particle も were to follow the amount, in this case 2時間 2 hours,
私は2時間も勉強した。
I studied for as many as 2 hours.
そうです。例えば、for example, キャットは100ドル持っている。
Cat has $100. This is just a statement, isn't it? You're just stating a fact completely.
そうです、right. But if I think $100 is a lot of money, I'd say, Cat は100ドルも持っている。
Cat has as much as $100. In English, of course, we usually miss out the as much as or as many as, and we just convey the emphasis by the tone of our voice, like, Cat has $100 or $100. Okay, so what are we going to look at next?
何ですか、それ?
What is that? In informal conversation, people will often switch the word order to emphasize different parts of the sentence, just as we do in English.
Right. The original sentence was, それは何ですか?
What is that? The information the speaker wants to highlight comes to the beginning of the sentence in Japanese. Let's look at some more examples.
遅れてごめん。
This means, sorry to be late or sorry I'm late.In an even more informal conversation, this phrase might become
ごめん、遅れて。
This emphasizes the apology and sounds much more informal. It's like, sorry, I'm late. If you think something is cute, you say
これかわいい。
This is cute. これかわいい becomes かわいいこれ when emphasizing the cuteness.
そうそうそう。
The grammatical term for this is called inversion, and it actually happens a lot in both formal and informal conversation in Japanese. The focus of this lesson is how to say, I've already done something, or I've finished doing something.
The form of a verb plus しまうを勉強します。
We're going to study the usage of てしまう。So, Naomi-sensei, how do you say, I did homework?
私は宿題をした。
This sentence uses the past tense, so of course also conveys a completed action. But if you want to emphasize that you have completely finished the homework,You can use the てしまう construction.
私は宿題をしてしまった。
I finished doing my homework. Now, let's look at the formation of this てしまう construction. Naomi-sensei, how do you say to read in Japanese?
読む。
And the te form is?
読んで。
Now attach しまうto it.
読んでしまう。
Complete reading or finish reading. Now change しまうto its past tense, しまった。
読んでしまった。
Have completed reading or finished reading.
もう本を読んでしまった。
I've already finished reading the book. Now listeners, you repeat it.
もう本を読んでしまった。
Listeners say, I've already finished reading the book.
もう本を読んでしまった。
Let's do one more example. Naomi-sensei, how do you say to eat?
食べる。
And the te form of that is?
食べて。
Now attach しまうto it.
食べてしまう。
Change this into the past tense.
食べてしまった。
Have completed eating or finished eating.
もうお昼ご飯を食べてしまった。
I've already finished eating lunch. Now listeners, you repeat it.
もうお昼ご飯を食べてしまった。
Listeners, say, I have already finished eating lunch.
もうお昼ご飯を食べてしまった。
お腹空きましたね。Talking about eating makes me hungry. Naomi 先生、ランチに行きませんか？
ああ、すみません。レコーディングの前にお昼ご飯を食べてしまいました。
You already had lunch before recording.
ごめんね。
残念です。Oh no, that's such a shame.
すみません。また今度。
So maybe next time, huh?
はい。
I'll hold you to that. Okay, everyone, that's all for this lesson.
それじゃあまた。
Bye everyone. See you next time.
Download the lessons or listen or watch online.
Put them on your phone or another mobile device and listen, watch and learn anywhere.
Lessons are organized by level, so progress in order, one level at a time.
Or skip around to different levels. It's up to you. Access them all right now at JapanesePod101.com.
お庭外。服は内、お庭外、服は内。ジョシュは25歳だから25個豆を食べるんだよ。
え、25個も食べるの？数えるの？
うん。
あら、もう豆まき終わってしまったの？
はい、豆も食べてしまいました。
じゃあ、これも食べてしまってね。
何ですか、これ。
イワシ。
あ、まずいよそれ。食べない方がいいよ。
第一、早く宿題をしてしまいなさい。
はーい。